about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm a little bit stressed because my printer is in the middle of a 257-page print job. I don't know why it's in the middle of a print job. I found an article I liked. I printed it right before I went on the show. And I guess you get to comment after articles, and so it decides to print that. And I don't know how to stop it. Every time I try to find my printer icon to cancel all documents, I keep clicking it, but it's not canceling. And you know how frustrating that is? Because it'll stop and say need toner. And you're like, I wasted all that toner, and you're only on page 52. And you know you have 252 pages. Yeah, because I already went to the printer. If I already went to the printer, it's not going to stop. Then I have to add paper. So right now I'm seeing across the hall the paper light is on, and I have to go run on break to fill the printer up with paper for a print job I don't even want. I'm so frustrated. Almost got into a fight with my husband today, too. It's tough. You know, I love the man to death, but he really can't give me any input on parties and party planning. You know, let me do my thing. I mean, for example, you know, I got my son's birthday party coming up. I got my birthday party coming up. I'm planning a bar mitzvah for my son. Yeah, but the problem is, you know, we have the type of marriage, and I'm sure it's a good thing, but we have the type of marriage where I run everything by him. I know. Most women don't. But I do. I want him to feel involved. I don't want him to panic. I don't want him to think, because I don't spend money. I am not the spender in the family. He is. But, you know, I'm cheap. He's cheap. So I just want him to know what expenses I am doing. You know, and so it comes to my birthday party, and I'm like, look, I'll need a little bit of help. We'll probably have to serve something nicer. You know, and no, I don't want to spend money on catering. I'll just put some burgers on the grill. Like, no, I don't want burgers on the grill. First of all, your burgers totally stink. Second, because you never clean the grill. The burgers are black. I don't eat burgers. And I kind of want my party nice. I mean, I'm going to be turning 41. I'm going to be very depressed. Well, you're handling the bar, aren't you? Well, but yeah, but I want kind of nice food. So anyway, then I'm trying to, you know, throw some ideas by him, you know, for the bar mitzvah. And, you know, he's coming up with, I don't know, you know, really bad ideas. And, you know, I'm trying to shoot them down nicely. I don't want to shoot them down, but honestly, the ideas really suck. I mean, they're like really bad. And I just don't know what to do because I don't want to insult him. But honestly, I think we established the fact today that he really needs to just butt out and let me do this. I party planned when I was in college. I held so many different jobs. I've had so many different lives. And one of them was party planning. I know how to do this. I know how to do it. I know how to do it cheap. I mean, I'm cheap. Okay, I don't need you to cheapify the cheap. I know how to make a party pretty reasonable, but I gotta have him butt out, and I don't know how to have my husband butt out. I mean, he butts out of the radio show, which he shouldn't have to. In fact, I'd love more input there. Lord knows I need it to get the ratings up. But, yeah, without denying, you can stop talking about this subject. This is a very good subject, okay? This is an extremely important subject because there is a chance that my husband and I could be divorced before the year ends. Yes, we'll probably have a happy day, you know, election day. But other than that, I mean, if he input-izes too much with my party planning, I'm going to have to, you know, tell him no. And of course, I can't say no. He'll think that it's because his ideas stink. And then he's going to say, just be truthful. Then I'll be truthful. I'm like, your ideas suck. Sorry. Horrible idea. You're going to ruin the party. People are going to vomit. It's going to be such a bad idea. Thank you. So I don't know what to do. He's kind of mad at me. I got to figure out how to kiss up. Oh, I'll do something. I don't know. I'll buy him a new cowboy hat, or I don't know. Get him a holster. I'll get him a holster for the gun. He always likes that gun stuff. Make him happy. All right, 1-877 Doc Dahlia. I guess what, Mitt Romney won the Texas primary? I say I love my Texans. Yeah, I love my Texans. When I go to Dallas, when I go to Texas, I got to tell you, and no offense to any of the other 49 states in Puerto Rico, but I got to tell you, Texas is so American. I mean, there's American patriots all over the United States. When you go to Texas, they are so proud of their country. They're proud of their state, and they're proud of the country. And they're big. And the men are sexy. Got the cowboy hats. I just love my Texans. You know, so definitely when you guys call in, you know, yeah, let me know. Let me know that you're from Texas. I just love the fact that my show's out there playing. I love the fact that my show plays everywhere. But it just, I got a little place in my heart for Texas. So anyway, Mitt Romney looks like did clinch the Texas delegates. Now he has enough to win the GOP nomination. I know many of you are like, well, duh. I mean, we could have caught this for a while. He's going to pick for vice president. No, I'm probably not going to be surgeon general. I don't know what you need to qualify for surgeon general. Obviously not much because the current surgeon general really isn't doing much. I mean, she's nice. From what I hear, she's really, really nice. I don't know if I'm nice enough to be surgeon general. And I don't know if I could do my radio show if I'm surgeon general. I really love doing radio. So, no, I don't know. I think Mitt Romney, he knows who I am. Oh, he does. You know, but he's probably like, she makes a lot of farting sounds. I don't know how she's going to get through a Surgeon General's warning. Honestly, I could do a lot of irritable bowel Surgeon General warnings. I can do that. Okay. Oh, we got a lot of stuff to talk about. Okay, there's a new procedure to tame high blood pressure. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how these robots are becoming more and more advanced to help doctors do their surgical work. And probably they're coming out because then doctors get to be paid less. Of course, it's all about paying the doctors less. I get it. Now you have a robot going up your butt rather than a doctor. We also have a new device that'll jet inject your medicine so you don't have to deal with a needle. We have a print job that's printing on page 257. It's probably right now on page 55. And we are working on that. I forgot what the article was, but all I know is it better be good. For us to be waiting and for me to have to on break run over to put paper in the printer, it better be good. We're also going to talk about that face-chewing man in Florida, the guy that was running around high, chewing another guy's face, and he was naked. We'll talk about what drug he's on and some of the highs you get on certain drugs so you don't do the same. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Call in. I want to hear from you.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCA-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. The printer light is red because I need a drum. I don't have a drum. That makes no sense. You need to put a toner in, then you have to have a drum. I don't need to be spent. You spend more money on the toner and the drum than the printer, honestly. And I can't tell what the article's about because all you see is page 77 of 257. So I honestly, it just, I know it had to have been a good one for me to want to print before I got to the studio, so I'm sorry. But there's no way I'm buying a drum. Sorry. All right, what do we got here? Oh, Doc Watson died. Guitarist, folk music giant Doc Watson. The article actually says he's in critical condition, but I heard about an hour or two ago he actually passed in Baptist Hospital in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, 89 years old. I know he suffered a fall recently, had some colon surgery, and unfortunately he passed away. TMZ founder Jim Paratore dies at age 58. From what I understand, I think it was bicycle riding and had a heart attack. Is that what happened? Jim was president of Telepictures, of division of Warner Brothers. He and Harvey developed the concept of TMZ. And he was the driving force behind it. But he was only 58. He was young. Heart attack during a bike trip in France. Okay. So I'll keep you, well, I can't really keep you posted. They already died, unfortunately. But sad. Okay. This is page 13 of 14, page 14 of 14. Okay, I could go on to the next story. It's a shame, though. All right. I don't like it when I see young people die, especially while they're exercising. Now, that really, I mean, and Doc Watson, too. You know, I don't. That pains me, too. But now, you know, at least he lived till he was 89. He was surrounded by his family. Loved his music. But, you know, when you hear that young people are out there riding the bike and exercising and doing what they're supposed to, and then they die, it's like, what are we supposed to do, sit on a couch? You don't really hear a lot of people. Do you ever hear people die while sitting on the couch? You don't, do you? Right? Breitbart died while he was going for a walk or going for a bike ride. Right? Do we ever hear of anybody that was just sitting nicely on their couch and died? I'm wondering if, you know, after the studio, I should just go into someone's living room and just sit on the couch. I think you're safe. Maybe we should have couches that move us from house to house. If you really think about it, how many people die on the couch? Now, there was that woman who fell off the couch. Remember there was a woman who was overweight? She fell off the couch. But she died a few days later. She wasn't on the couch. I'm serious, people. There's something to being on a couch. Now, here's an article talking about couches. What does it say here? CBS News? CBS News. Leaving the couch, eating more fruits and vegetables may lead to sustained healthier habits. I don't know. I don't think I want to leave the couch. People are leaving the couch. They're going out to exercise and they die. I'm going to look that up. And if any of you know of anybody that ever died on a couch, please tell me. 1-877-DOC-DALY. 1-877-DOCDALI. I've heard of people dying on the toilet seat. I've heard of people dying in the shower, not the couch. Big wheel, but most people don't have a big wheel. People die in their car. I think the one thing out there, I don't want to put a jinx on it, but if you really think about it, not many people die on the couch. I don't know why. 1-877-DOC-DALY. I'm going to look it up. Because otherwise, I am never going to want to leave that couch. Or Lazy Boy. While we're doing the study, let's also look at Lazy Boys. Can we do Lazy Boys and Love Seats? Okay, because that's not really considered a couch, the little love seat. Do we call it a love seat? Remember, my grandma, it was a Davenport, was the long one. And then the small one was love seat, which is why I'm questioning whether that's the appropriate thing to call it. Because we don't use Davenport anymore. We use couch. Then you have a love seat, and then you have a Lazy Boy chair. And somebody always takes the Lazy Boy chair before I get home. And then I can't sit on the Lazy Boy chair. So, I don't know. I don't know. It's a thought. If any of you know of anybody that died on a couch, let me know. 1-877-DOC-DALY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, what's this, though? I mean, granted, you do need to exercise. This is Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine. Boy, they're in the news a lot. They published an article yesterday in the Archives of Internal Medicine. I'm sure you all ran to get the magazine, saying if you make the adjustments of leaving the couch, eating more fruits and vegetables, you may lead to sustained healthier habits. All right, I get that. Okay, so they're trying to now get credit for the you need to exercise. I'm sorry, somebody came out with that long before you did. In the study, 204 adult patients between the ages of 21 to 60 with elevated saturated fat and low fruit and vegetable intake, high sedentary issue leisure time, and low physical activity were placed in one of four treatment categories. This is a boring study. One group had to increase fruit and vegetable intake. Ooh, I would not want to be in that group. Another had to decrease fat and sedentary leisure. I'd take that. Another decreased fat and increased physical activity. All right, called traditional dieting. And the last group had to increase fruit, vegetable intake, and decrease sedentary leisure. Wow. Whew, this is a rough one. Patients had to record their daily results for 3 weeks. I'm sure many of them lied. And were coached remotely through mobile technology. Yeah, they probably called the person up going, you dieting? Yeah. You better be dieting. Don't screw this study up for us. It's going to be in the annals or the archives of internal medicine. Oh, we won't screw it up for you. We're dieting. If the patients met their goals and displayed heavy, healthy lifestyle changes, they would receive 175 buckaroos. I'd do it. That for 175 bucks, I'll eat more jicama. On average, daily fruit and vegetable intake increased from 1.2 servings to 5.5 servings. Sedentary leisure time decreased from 219 minutes per day to 89 minutes. Where do these people get that time of day? I am working. I leave the house 7, 8. I get home 10-ish. Where do you have time to sit for 219 minutes? Then the participants were given the option of continuing to report their lifestyle. Now, if you don't pay them, they did not have to keep up with the dietary recommendations and would receive, they would receive monthly payments just for turning in their data 3 times each month for 6 months. Oh, you want my data? I'll give you data for that kind of money. 98% of the test subjects opted to continue. Oh, yeah, I bet. With the second 20-week phase of the study. Okay, well, I've already lost. All this stuff's kind of confused me. Okay, so what are they trying to say? People lost weight. Good. Okay, so I know. I should do that. I think what would really be a service for you all is trying to find out who is looking for people for these studies. I mean, if they're using remote mobile technology, I mean, it doesn't sound like you need to really be there in state. I want you guys to get some money out of this. And, hey, if you get healthy while doing it, see, but they don't. How do they find? You know what? I bet it's you got to be a friend of a friend. Like, you know how you couldn't be Nicolas Cage, unless you're related to the Coppolas, right? Okay, I bet you have to be a friend. You got to know somebody to get the $175. Darn. I don't know those kinds of people. I wish I did. I don't know people. You know, I don't even have people. I mean, I got Kyle. Kyle's awesome, but I don't think Kyle could hook me up with the $179 study where all I got to do is check in by remote mobile technology. Huh. That's pretty cool stuff. All right, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, there's some fake Adderall being sold online, people, so you got to be careful if you're trying to get your drugs on, your medicines online. Fake ADHD drug Adderall sold online. Now, it's currently in short supply, so, of course, companies are trying to take advantage of this. Now, the FDA this week said it learned of at least 2 cases in which people received counterfeit versions of the 30-milligram dose of the drug with the wrong active ingredients. One treats acute pain, not attention problems. The fake pill is ineffective, they say, and may be harmful. Now, Teva Pharmaceutical Industries makes the real thing, Adderall, and it has been in shortage since last year. So now rogue websites and distributors are trying to sell the stuff. But Dr. Dahlia, how else do I get through your show? I don't know. But don't be taking drugs to get through the show. The show isn't that bad, is it? Come on, people. All right. Now, let me see. The DEA authorizes a certain amount of Adderall's active ingredients, the mixed amphetamine salts, to be released to drug makers each year. But companies are saying the amount that the DEA is allowing is not enough to meet the soaring demand of the drug. All right. Right now, people are, I was surprised. Prescriptions are actually up. People want medicines. I would think with our recession and our employment crisis, you'd have less people medicating, but no. Alcohol sales are up, too. So, and I'm not saying people that need Adderall need alcohol. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is you would think that, maybe what's happening is because they can't get the prescription and they are out. But you can't, from what I understand, you cannot get online Adderall without a prescription. You still need to get a prescription for it. Unless, of course, you go out of the country. The fake pills often have mislabelings on the packages and are white and unmarked. Teva's real version of the pill is orange or peach colored and embossed with a DP on one side and a 30 on the other. Fake Adderall also comes in foil packages, right? And if you get Adderall in your Cracker Jack box, it's probably a fake. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
All right, guys, listen up, because it's time to man up. Are you laying on the couch tired and unmotivated? Are you losing muscle and gaining fat? Have you lost the drive in your romantic life? Then you've really got to try Ageless Male. Ageless Male is a natural supplement clinically shown to boost testosterone levels within a normal, healthy range. This is the game changer you've been waiting for. Ageless Male supports healthy energy production in your body and muscle health with your workouts. And it's clinically shown to boost desire, drive, and performance in your romantic life. So if you're ready to go from tired to feeling desired, call for your risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the man you used to be. Just call 1-800-437-1126. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-437-1126. 1-800-437-1126. 1-800-437-1126.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia so I can give you news throughout the day. Yes, in between patients, and my patients know this, I am always looking up the news, getting the latest news, and then I tweet. And I know, you know, many of my patients are probably like, really, Dahlia? You know, I actually waited 15 minutes for you to come back into a room. I don't do it if I'm behind with patients. I don't, unless there's a real earth-shattering news story. And honestly, it only takes me 2 seconds to tweet, all right? Now, okay, as opposed to other things. Now, I will give you up-to-date information, but maybe I shouldn't say that aloud on air, because some of my patients may really get mad if they do wait. But anyway, you guys all know I make sure you guys get information all day long, if we can, even late into the night. Okay, good information on Dr. Dahlia. So please find me on Twitter. And by the way, if you can't find Dr. Dahlia or spell it correctly, which is okay, I understand. You've only been listening for a few years now. You don't know how to spell my name. I got that. Go to my website, and there's a button that says follow me on Twitter. You just have to click the button. All you got to do is buttonize it, okay? Just go to drdahlia.com. Well, how do you spell Dr. Dahlia? You know what? Forget it. Just forget it, okay? Well, this is then what you could do. You could go to gcnlive.com. Find me there. How do you spell gcnlive.com? Can you Google me? Can you just Google me? Okay. Well, you're married. Okay, forget it. All right, police in Florida have identified the naked man who they say officers fatally shot after he refused to stop eating another naked man's face in downtown Miami. See, and everybody says this stuff happens in Vegas. It doesn't happen in Vegas. Officials are now looking. Yeah, I know. I got an email. Why aren't I at the Mitt Romney fundraiser? I don't know why. Well, one, I'm working. I have to do the show, so I can't. Number two is, isn't it a lot of money? I think they only invited people that had a lot of money. I got to go to the ones where, where I get to speak and then I don't have to pay, you know. I know. But, yeah, from what I hear, it's supposed to be a pretty exciting fundraiser. Donald Trump is there, maybe Newt Gingrich, but no, I'm not there. I'm here talking about a naked man eating another naked man's face. I think I'm having a good time. I think we're all having a good time. Officials are now looking for more witnesses to fill in the blanks. How much more blanks do you have? What led to the grisly scene in which a witness reported that a man identified as Rudy Eugene, 31, savagely chewed on another man's face and growled when an officer kept telling him to stop. You know, True Blood is coming back on HBO. The series is starting now that Game of Thrones is coming to a season finale. And I'm wondering, is it the werewolf that does that? Or is it the vampire? Vampires, they don't want to eat the flesh. Vampires just suck blood. Werewolves may eat the meat of other people. I don't know. So maybe he has a werewolf in him. We know that there are many people on the MacArthur Causeway, and we're hoping they come forward. I doubt anybody will. I think they fled. Witness Larry Vega was riding his bicycle Saturday afternoon off the causeway that connects downtown Miami with Miami Beach. Wasn't that dangerous? And he saw the savage attack. The guy was, like, tearing him to pieces with his mouth, so I told him, get off. Well, that's good. That's good. I'm glad he... I love it when innocent bystanders get involved. I think that's really important for us to get involved. Apparently, he told the Miami television station, the guy just kept eating the other guy away, ripping his skin. Then Vega flagged down a Miami police officer. Good job. And who said repeatedly ordered the attacker to get off. The attacker just picked his head up and growled at the officer. This is crazy. A surveillance video camera from the Miami Herald building nearby captured images of the men's naked legs lying side by side after the shooting. Oh, because the officer fired. The officer fired and killed him. Okay, well, I would too. So, you know, if you're eating, you know, realize if you're going to eat another person, you're probably going to get shot. All right. And Miami police have released very few details. Now, what I just learned about an hour ago is this guy might have been high on bath salts. Now, my only worry is, I mean, a lot of you out there get high on bath salts, and no offense. I know, you know, a lot of my listeners, you know, don't do drugs, but I didn't realize that many people listen to my show aren't regular listeners. Many people just kind of switch the station. So if any of you that are kind of flipping through and you do bath salts or LSD or PCP or whatever, let's just kind of quickly review what some of these drugs can do. Because realize this, you could get high with a friend. Again, not sure where the naked came from. Maybe there were lovers. I don't know. And somebody that's getting high with you can go crazy. Okay, I don't bring these stories up because I have nothing else to talk about on this show. I know it seems that way, but it isn't. There's supposed to be a learning point. And the learning point is, if some guy could be high on something, naked, going after another guy that's naked. I'm assuming both of these guys probably got high together. I mean, unless he tore the other man's clothes off, but I'm really not sure. Why couldn't the other man fight back? I don't get it. I really don't get it. But this whole animalistic transformation can really happen with drugs. Do not underestimate drugs. You know, we talk about this a lot in terms of alcohol. Don't underestimate what the alcohol can do to your body or what can happen. I mean, people can die from drinking too much alcohol. These are chemicals and your body can handle so much. Okay, so we got heroin out there, right? Heroin, opiate. Okay, most people addicted to heroin, it's either for pain or they love the high. All right, I've never been on heroin. The closest thing I've ever been to is when I was in labor and it was day 5 and I finally got a shot of Demerol. And I don't know if any of you have gotten a shot of Demerol, fifth day of labor, but your nose tingles. And it was probably one of the most euphoric feelings I ever had. All right? Now, I was still obviously in pain after the first few seconds, and I said, okay, you need to give me a little more of that. And they said, And then, you know, a few minutes later, they did, and it was nothing like the first bit of euphoria because my pain receptors were already taken up by that first dose. But I don't know if the euphoria was you had a break from pain or the Demerol hitting the receptors. So anyway, people getting addicted to heroin, you know, they kind of get this orgasmic feeling, I guess. I mean, I didn't. Remember, I was in labor. I was scared to death. Then again, it wasn't, I was given a shot of Demerol. I wasn't, you know, and that was it, of course, in a hospital setting. But, I could just imagine heroin being, I don't know how many times, more potent than that. And it's very difficult to get off. That's why many times we put patients on methadone, because it's a longer active agent that affects your opiate receptors. And still, people get addicted to methadone, but at least it's a little easier to handle. Now, we got cocaine out there. Cocaine, a very potent central nervous system stimulant. Effects could kick in within 20 minutes to several hours, depending on the purity, the type you're taking, the dosage, how you're taking it in. And, of course, people can be very hyperactive. So if you're wondering what your kids are on, you know, if their blood pressure is high, their heart rate's high, very manic, sometimes sweaty, restless, hyperactive, very into sex. I know that's kind of, you know, difficult to differentiate with your teenager. That could be a sign that they are doing cocaine. Meth, very similar. They call it meth, ice. I don't know. They call it a whole bunch of crap. There's a whole variety of different names. We talked about drug names. It's really fun when we get to marijuana. But anyway, methamphetamine will stimulate your norepinephrine, your epinephrine, your dopamine, and your serotonin. So there's a lot more euphoria you get with your methamphetamines than you do with your cocaine, believe it or not. Sometimes you'll see people have repetitive tasks. They'll notice that they really zonk out the next day. I mean, they are, you can see this with some of your cocaine people, but, you know, if you cannot get them up the next day, I would definitely suggest that you get them a drug test and see if there's methamphetamines in their system, because just trying to get them up. Okay, then you got the crack cocaine, which is a little different, so I don't want you to mix crack with methamphetamines, but very similar, of course, stimulant, etc. Your LSD, very psychedelic. This is what the bath salts are mimicking. And these psycho-emotional effects, you could have delusions. So that's what I'm wondering this naked guy was on. Mushrooms, I'm not sure. Mushrooms, you could also get those psychedelic feelings as well. But don't go away. We'll talk more. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Dr. Dahlia Show, and of course, my voice always gets, geez, you would think, you know, if I rest my voice, I'm not going to do that. Throughout the break, I'm going to be going la, 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 and I'm going to do that because I'm tired of this. I'm tired of being quiet during the break, and then I come on air, and I'm like, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. I'm tired of this. Come on. Really, my voice can't be nice and smooth and eloquent. La, 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 la. That's what I'm going to do. That's what everybody else does right before they, you know, perform on American Idol. I'm sure they do that. I mean, probably in key. But, okay, we're talking about that crazy guy that was running around eating people's faces. Here's another crazy guy. In New Jersey, officers encountered a 43-year-old man, Wayne Carter, who barricaded himself in a room in Hackensack, threatened to harm himself. Two officers kicked in the door, saw this guy in a corner holding a knife in his hand. He stands up when officers say drop the knife, and he stabs himself. He stabs himself in the abdomen, legs, and neck, but that's not it. Get this. I guess, and I don't see how he could go that deep, because, again, you have to go through a lot of muscle. But he pulls out his intestines cuts pieces off his intestines and throws them at the officers. Now, the officers decided to retreat and called in the Bergen County SWAT team. Carter finally was restrained. Was he naked? I don't know. I bet he was. Because, maybe he lifted up his shirt. I'm assuming it was the small intestine and not the large intestine. Why, you think he was throwing colon? No, it had to have been small intestines. I gotta be honest, there's more small intestines than large intestine. So if you're I don't think he was pulling his colon out. Yeah, he had to have been, I think he was dressed, lifted up his shirt. Anyway, no charges have been filed. Because of the unusual nature of the case. Wait a second, resisting arrest. Right? Disturbing the peace. You assault. You can't assault an officer with a piece of intestine. He believes that drug use or mental illness may have contributed. Really? Heineman is the, who is Heineman? He's the one, Lieutenant John Heineman. No charges have been filed. Carter, the gentleman who was throwing his intestines all over the place, has been arrested in the past for aggravated assault and resisting arrest. Well, there. Aggravated assault and resisting arrest. I just don't buy this. I don't buy. How are you able to cut in? Remember when we reviewed how to do an appendectomy? And I talked about how to take out your appendix. It should be on YouTube. Find it on YouTube. I teach you all how. Like, let's say you're on, what happened is Lost. We had just seen an episode of Lost years ago. And Jack needed his appendix taken out, so they took the appendix out. So I taught you all how to do it. And there were many layers. Remember, we had Scarpi's fascia. We had the transverse abdominal. I mean, we had so much muscle we had to go through. The internal oblique or external oblique. There were so many layers we went through. So to really get to the intestine, I don't believe he was throwing intestine. I don't buy that. And I really don't buy that they don't know what to arrest him for. As far as I'm concerned, aggravated assault and resisting arrest should count. I don't know. I've always wanted to be a cop. You know, if I could have done it over, I would want to be a police officer. You know, not sitting at a desk. I'd really want to be out there in the field. Yeah, I would love it. Oh, intestine's cool. It's kind of shiny. Yeah. You would know if it was intestine because there'd be also fecal matter being thrown at you. There's no way he cut his intestine. No way. All right. Oh, there was a story of the Detroit woman whose ex-boyfriend hired two people to try to kill her, shoot her, set her on fire. And apparently she was able to live. She went to the hospital, was released, but she was able to deliver a baby today by C-section. So she's doing well. If I hear more on that story, I'll let you know. Okay, so one of today's highlights in medical news. Yeah, I know. I get to do the medical news. Until I get to do a show where it's other types of news, you guys have to listen to medical news. It's not that bad. Is it that bad, really? Really? You guys can't listen to medical news? This is cool stuff. Okay? Because many of you have high blood pressure. Right? I know you have high blood pressure. I can feel it. I could see it. I could see it from here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's a new procedure where, this is a fun one. Doctors are zapping areas of your kidneys where there's some overactive nerves that could cause the rise of blood pressure. Remember I told you guys about that angiotensin-renin system? Remember I talked about that, how, you know, the kidneys decide if they think, you know, let's say you're shot and you're losing blood or you're losing intestinal pieces being thrown at cops. What your body decides to do is immediately clamp up such that it could try to maintain the blood pressure long enough until you get transfused. Sometimes it could do it, sometimes it can't. All right, this is the system that I said goes erratic. This is the system that I think is very genetic, and this is why many people stroke. And unfortunately, you have people on 4 or 5 blood pressure medications. So what doctors are doing is they're using a catheter. They thread it through blood vessels in the groin up into the kidneys. Of course, I always want to go through the groin. Honestly, they're just no, not in the penis. They're going through the femoral, probably the femoral vein. I would say I don't think they'd go up through the artery. They'd probably go through the vein, and they get there through the groin. Okay, that's probably what they're doing. And if I knew how they were doing it, I'd be doing it and making more money than I'm doing now. But anyway, and then doctors burn away some of the overactive nerves deep in the body that could cause this. They hope that destroying a small number of nerves could calm an overactive system, thereby relaxing arteries and lowering blood pressure, even though I'm sure in the middle of the zapping, the arteries are not very relaxed and the blood pressure rises. Now, there are 500 people enrolled in this study. I don't know if they're getting paid. Pilot studies show very few side effects, but, of course, potential risks include bleeding, an injured blood vessel, immediate blood pressure or heartbeat problems, inability of the doctor to find the groin, or complications from medications used. All right. Cardiologists are very excited. Of course they are. Cardiologists don't get to really be around the groin that much. Sorry. That's not why they're excited. Okay. Come on. You know, it's funny. I always thought it was hilarious as a medical student, right? We'd be reading an article or learning about something that was boring. I mean, boring. You know, you guys think parts of my show is boring. I mean, imagine being in medical school. You know, you're kind of sitting there going, zzz, right? You know, and the doctor that would be lecturing. Now, guys, this is exciting. This is the next point I'm going to make is the clincher. You know, so you're lifting. You're thinking, all right, Evel Knievel type exciting. You know, they're like, what they could actually do is rework the intimal lining such that the vessel doesn't oscillate or vacillate in the middle of the procedure. Okay. So I'm in the back of the class going, wow. That's exciting. No way. And the doctor would say, yes, yes, they can do that now. I'm like, whoa, that's mind-blowing. Mind-blowing stuff there. He's like, I know. I love being in medicine. You know, he's all excited. He's all happy. Meanwhile, we're just kind of sitting in the back of the class like, I woke up for this. Really? You woke me up for this? That's not very exciting. So I just think it's so funny when they say here, this is reported in the Washington Post? I don't know where this is reported from. Cardiologists are excited by the early findings. All right. 1 in 3 adults have high blood pressure. That's 78 million. They say an additional 27 million will have it by 2030 if Obamacare continues, and only about half of patients have their hypertension under control because most of them do not listen to the Dr. Dahlia show. So we got to fix that. So please tell people to listen to the Dr. Dahlia show. I promise it'll be better than today's show. Okay? I promise I will work on better shows. This way, by the time you do get your friends to listen, it'll be a really good show. All right. Tell them to listen to Dr. Dahlia. Tell them to follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Facebook. I got to pull over in 10-100. We got another hour coming up. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends CardioFX.
CardioFX is a source of the B-complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B-complex and the CardioFX. The CardioFX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries, and based on some studies, for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com.